Technocracy News and Trends is the authoritative source of information about technocracy on the Internet. I'm Patrick Wood, Editor-in-Chief. Here's the title of the story. Fantasy costs nothing but reality always sends the bill. By Patrick Wood. Published on August 5, 2026. You can believe anything you want. Belief is free. It costs nothing to hold an opinion, share a post, or repeat a phrase you heard from someone who sounded certain. Reality does not work that way. Reality keeps an account. It waits. Then it sends the bill. The bill for the last 50 years arrived in the last five. Most people did not recognize it because they were never shown the invoice. They were only shown the balance due. Three men described what was coming. They wrote in the 1970s. They did not agree with each other about God, about man, or about what should be done. That disagreement is the point. Men who share no premises rarely arrive at the same destination. These three did. The man who measured the speed. Alvin Toffler published Future Shock in 1970. 1. He was not a religious man. He was a former Marxist who became a business writer, and he liked technology. His argument was simple. Change was speeding up. Not a little. A lot. And the speed itself, separate from whether the changes were good or bad, was doing damage. He said people have a limit. Push a person past the amount of change he can absorb, and he breaks in ways you can predict. He denies what is in front of him. He clings to a past that never existed. He hides inside one narrow specialty and refuses to look at anything else. Or he stops reasoning altogether and reaches for mysticism. 2. Toffler called this future shock. He borrowed the medical idea from stress research of that era. 3. Nobody has ever measured the breaking point of a whole population. Toffler took research about individual people and applied it to nations. That was his judgment call, not a proven fact. Critics said so at the time. But look at his list of symptoms. Then look around. Toffler also predicted something else. He said permanence was dying. Things, jobs, places, and relationships would all move through our lives faster. He predicted a shift away from owning and toward renting. He called it the new nomadism. He got that right. He just thought it would happen on its own. The man who named the price. Francis Schaeffer released How Should We Then Live in 1976. 4. He was a Presbyterian minister. He had no interest in technology forecasting. He was making a theological argument about what the West had abandoned. Schaeffer said that once a society gives up any fixed standard for truth and right and wrong, it has nothing left to build law on except opinion. Law becomes whatever the people in charge currently prefer. He called this sociological law. Then he asked what fills the empty space. His answer was an elite, not a dictator, not an army, a group with the technical skill to manage things, arriving with tools of persuasion and control, presenting itself as competent and reasonable. And he said the public would accept it, because the public wanted only two things, personal peace and affluence. Leave me alone and let me keep my comfort. A people who want nothing more than that will trade anything for it because they were never defending anything else. Schaeffer was clear that this elite would not need to be evil. It would only need to show up and offer to handle things. The man who was already inside. Zbigniew Brzezinski published Between Two Ages in 1970, the same year as Toffler. 5. He described a society moving toward more control. He described an elite not held back by traditional values. He wrote about continuous surveillance of citizens with files on each person that authorities could pull up instantly. He described the honest, questioning intellectual being pushed aside by experts and specialists who would serve the system from inside it. 6. Remember, this is 1970. There is no internet. There is no smartphone. There are no data brokers. Brzezinski's defenders say he was only predicting, not recommending. Read only the book, and that argument has some force. He sounds uneasy in places. So do not settle it with the book. Settle it with the record. David Rockefeller read that book. The Trilateral Commission was founded in 1973, and Brzezinski was its first director. Seven Jimmy Carter was an early member. Carter became president in 1977 and made Brzezinski his national security advisor. A man who forecasts a controlled society and is alarmed by it writes a warning. This man organized the coordinating body. Then in April 1974, Richard Gardner published an article in Foreign Affairs, the Journal of the Council on Foreign Relations. Gardner was a trilateral member and later Carter's ambassador to Italy. He wrote that the direct approach to world order had stalled and that an end run around national sovereignty, chipping at it piece by piece, would get further than a frontal assault. Eight. He was not hiding. It was published. That is the part. People miss. An end run does not need to hide. Each piece is too small and too boring to fight over. A technical standard. A payment rule. A clause in an annex nobody reads. The concealment is not secrecy. The concealment is tedium. And a population in future shock does not read annexes. Toffer told us exactly why. Overloaded people retreat into their own narrow lane. What arrived? Put the three together and the last 5 years stopped looking like accidents. Toffler said permanence would die. Ownership is now a subscription. Your software is licensed. Your music and movies are rented. Your car has features the manufacturer can switch off. The World Economic Forum put it on a slide. You will own nothing and be happy. Nine Toffler thought this would drift into being. It was built. Schaefer said people would trade freedom for personal peace and affluence. Watch what the public actually surrendered in exchange for convenience and safety. Not under threat. On request. Cheerfully. Brzezinski described files on every citizen available instantly. That is not a forecast anymore. That is infrastructure. And there is a newer piece the three did not fully see. Arthur C. Clarke wrote in 1973 that any advanced enough technology is indistinguishable from magic. 10. We are there. Artificial intelligence is used daily by hundreds of millions of people, and almost none of them, including many who build it, can explain how a specific answer was produced. There is an entire research field devoted to trying. 11. That is the real damage. It is not that people cannot explain the machine. It is that there is no longer a shared way to settle an argument about it. Two people can disagree all day about whether something worked, and nothing exists that could prove either one wrong. That is not science. That is the structure of magic. This is not new in history, and that should worry you rather than comfort you. Galen's theory of the four humors ran European medicine for roughly 14 centuries. The physicians using it were not fools. They were educated, sincere, and they watched patients every day. What they lacked was any procedure that could have shown them they were wrong. A system does not need to be true to last. It only needs to be unfalsifiable. Now put that together with Schaefer. He said a society without a fixed standard ends up with law based on nothing but preference. The technical version arrives at the same place from a different direction. When the machine cannot be inspected and the evidence cannot be checked, authority goes by default to whoever runs the system. Not because they won the argument, because there is no longer any outside position from which to hold one. Fantasy costs nothing. That is why it spreads. What comes next? Everything above is documented. Books, dates, memberships, published articles. What follows is my judgment, and I mark it as judgment. These are inferences, not facts. Judge them in 5 years. Speed keeps compounding. Measured AI task capability has been doubling on a scale of a few months, not years. 12. If that holds even roughly, the gap between what the systems can do and what the public understands does not narrow. It widens every quarter. The professional class gets hollowed out. Brzezinski said the independent thinker would be replaced by specialists serving the system. Expect that in law, accounting, coding, radiology, and analysis, not by firing everyone at once, but by quietly turning judgment into review. The human stays in the chair. The decision moves. Identity becomes the gate. Watch for digital identity and age verification spreading from a few sites to most of them, then from sites to services, then from services to money. Each step will be small, technical, and defended as safety. That is Gardner's method, exactly. Money becomes programmable. Stablecoins and tokenized assets are being wired into settlement now. Chair 13. The question to watch is not whether a digital dollar is announced. It is whether payments become conditional, approved, or denied by rules written somewhere you cannot see. Fewer people will look things up. Toffler warned about overchoice, too many options ending in paralysis. The market solved that problem by removing the choosing. Search is being replaced by a single answer from a system that does not show its work and does not show you the door to the source. Expect direct traffic to independent publishers to keep falling, and expect the reason to be described as an improvement in user experience. It is. That is what makes it effective. Rules arrive during emergencies and never leave. This is the pattern to watch above all others. Milton Friedman said it plainly. Real change happens in a crisis, and what gets adopted is whatever was already written and waiting. 14. Do not ask who caused the crisis. Ask who had the document ready. And the anchor point holds. You may not be able to check the machine. You can still check a date. Brzezinski wrote about instant files on citizens in 1970. Gardner wrote about the end run in 1974. Schaefer named the price in 1976. Toffler measured the speed in 1970. Look at what they said. Look at what exists. You do not need to understand the technology to do that. You only need a calendar. That is the one test left that nobody can take away from you. Fantasy costs nothing. It never did. But the account has been running since 1970, and the bill is being delivered now, in installments, to people who do not remember ordering anything. Read the dates, then read your invoice. Please share this article and audio file.